This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Vicker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. While we thought we'd seen the last of the man bun, things changed over the past year. Because of a lack of regular access to a barber or hair salon, more and more guys went back to wearing man buns. And fashion experts say the trend could continue, at least until things get back to normal and guys can get their hair cut on a more regular basis. Scientists at Columbia Engineering have created a robot that has learned to predict another robot's future actions. In other words, they've created a robot with empathy. Of course, the empathy is very simple, but the scientists saw something that could lead to more complex social interactions, such as cooperation, competition, and deception. I swear, people that mess with these things have never seen that movie, iRobot. Got brain fog? Go for a jog. A French study finds that just a quick 15-minute run will not only give you a boost in energy and happiness, but it will help you think more clearly and be more productive. Ben & Jerry's is introducing a line of treats for dogs called Doggy Desserts. They come in little mini cups and are made with a sunflower butter base. There are two flavors, Ponch's Mix, made with peanut butter and pretzel swirls, and Rosie's Batch, made with pumpkin and mini cookies. Now you don't have to feel guilty when your dog stares at you as you eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Vicker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Many of us spend most of our day in slippers. You'll want to hear this. If you do, UK apparel company Bedroom Athletics is looking for a slipper tester to try out their new slippers. You'll need to wear the slippers 12 hours a day, 2 days a month for an entire year. And of course, you'll have to provide feedback on the slippers. And for all that hard work, quote unquote, you get $450 a month or $5,400 a year. The company is located in the UK, but it appears that anyone in the world can apply. You just need to do it before the end of the month. Heck, I may do it. I could use that extra scratch. That thing you bought and want to return? More online stores are saying, just keep it. For some returns, Amazon and Walmart are opting not to have you send things back. If the product is too small or too large, it's often cheaper to just refund it rather than paying shipping costs. Especially with the coronavirus and the surge in online shopping, companies are looking for new approaches. Target suggests if you don't have to return an item, donate it instead. Watch your mail. Carefully. I mean it. Be careful what you throw out. Starting this week, the IRS is sending 8 million Americans debit cards loaded with their share of the next stimulus. You won't want to throw out $600. They've also improved the envelopes so they don't look like junk mail. If you know of someone getting married this year, they'll be forking out a lot more for their nuptials. Experts warning that weddings will be even more expensive this summer than last. They say everyone from wedding planners and florists to banquet hall operators are charging more than usual, some doubling their prices, to help make up for last year's mostly canceled wedding industry. Oh, and thanks again, COVID. And on a light note here, there's one dog name popular now for decades, and we can thank the movie Mad Max. Ever since the film's release in 1979, Max has topped the list of pet names over the last three decades, the year 2020 included. And now some owners have been inspired by the pandemic, so new trending names include Covey and Rona. Raise your hand if you're surprised by that. The Cozy Breakfast Club is back Friday mornings at 8:30. Teresa Gettman, Rosalie Placati, and yours truly will chat with organizations, event planners, experts, with a focus on positive, relevant ways to experience hope, albeit on Zoom for now. This week, we'll chat about the most popular kitchen gadgets through COVID and how to get your 2021 off on the right foot as far as shaping up and slimming down. We'll speak to a couple of local experts this Friday morning on The Breakfast Club. If you missed the show, it'll be podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is back on Cozy Fridays at 8:30. Knucklehead news out of the UK, where police were responding to a call about human remains buried in a muddy field, only to discover something much more tubular. Officers received a call from a woman who was out walking her dog in an open field when she noticed a human toe sticking out of the mud. Police arrived at the scene, scoured the area. They say what caught the woman's eye and confirmed that it really was a potato growing out of the muddy ground. The department said they got a good laugh out of it, but thanked the concerned resident for calling them and urged others to do the same if they see what appears to be remains. The woman suspected something was afoot. Potato. And that's The Daily Buzz. Feel free to send me things to add to The Daily Buzz, Paul at WCSY.com. Copy and paste a link on our social, or snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven 49090. A podcast of this Daily Buzz, all of our podcasts are at WCSY.com. Ask your smart speaker to play them for you. Just say, play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today it's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.